World Day of the Sick is celebrated on the anniversary of the date of the first apparition of Our Lady to Saint Bernadette in a cave just outside Lourdes. The French town has since become one of the major pilgrimage destinations in the world. Millions of sick and disabled people travel there each year, hoping to receive healing or comfort from the waters of the spring that sprang from the cave where the visions of Mary took place. But why is Lourdes such a special shrine, and what makes people return there year after year? Dr. Patrick Bennett is a retired doctor from Surrey in Britain who works for the HCPT Pilgrimage Trust, a charity that takes groups of children with disabilities to Lourdes each year. I began by asking him what for him was the most moving aspect of these annual pilgrimages to the Marian Shrine.
Well, undoubtedly it is the reaction of the children themselves, which is so manifest in the way they behave, in particular the way that they are when they get home. Time and again we hear from parents what a wonderful experience their children have had. This is one of the things that makes the whole enterprise so worthwhile.
And can you share with us any particularly memorable anecdotes about what was said by one or more of the children, or your own experience of being with them, something that really stands out for whatever reason?
That's surprisingly difficult to answer because there are so many and they're all in themselves so moving. What I could commend to you and indeed your listeners is to all subscribe to the charity, which is HCPT, the Pilgrimage Trust, and then you will get our newsletter, which comes out three or four times a year, which nearly always has testimony from the children and indeed from their parents and the various helpers who come with us.
You said that you've been doing this for about 30 years. Do you remember the first time you went, when it was, and have you been going almost annually ever since?
Well, I've certainly been going almost annually ever since, sometimes, indeed, since I retired, usually twice a year, or even more than that sometimes. I think I'm a pretty typical Lourdes enthusiast in that I originally went persuaded by a friend with the utmost reluctance, convinced that I knew everything about Lourdes and I knew all about the notorious commercialism and mass hysteria and so forth. And there was I, a decidedly sceptical young doctor with an entirely scientific attitude towards the events which were alleged to occur. And when I got there, I was overwhelmed and have remained overwhelmed ever since.
Why? What is so special for you about the Shrine of Our Lady at Lourdes? Can you try and explain?
Well, one of the big puzzles is why Lourdes and why not, say, Blackpool or somewhere else in the world? In other words, the place really isn't the most important aspect. It is the people. Because Bernadette had these visions and because, fortunately, it happened in the most attractive part of a very civilized country, then it has drawn billions of people over the years. But what happens in Lourdes is not the physical events, it is what people themselves are experiencing. And all cynics who go to Lourdes and without experiencing what is happening to the people are those who come back saying it's all a fraud or it's all commercial or whatever. In order to enjoy Lourdes, you really have to be working there amongst the sick and the handicapped and the disabled.
You're a retired doctor, and so throughout your working life, you were used to dealing with sick people. What, in your view, can the sick people teach us? What lessons can they give us, the rest of the population?
Well, again, it's exemplified particularly in Lourdes, this question of hope, this question of endurance and resignation and acceptance of whatever life has given them. I think probably everybody who goes to Lourdes has that feeling in the back of their minds that they might be amongst very, very few who have a totally miraculous cure. But of course, in fact, that's not what it's all about. What it's all about is experiencing your own disabilities and sickness in the setting of other people. And of course, in any group, there's almost certainly going to be somebody worse off than yourselves who is giving you, and indeed the helpers and the doctors and the nurses, encouragement and how to accept what life has given them.
Pope Benedict said this week that we must respond to illness, not just with the appropriate care and human warmth, but also with faith. Do you agree with that?
Oh, utterly, yes. We, as Christians, are so uniquely privileged in that in the face of the utmost challenge and sometimes despair, we always have recourse to our life of prayer, and not only our own prayer, but the prayer of all the people around us. Of course, this is intensified in Lourdes because, in addition to everything else that goes on, it is above all a place of prayer and exceedingly effectual prayer, in my view.
So finally, if I could ask you, what have you yourself gained from all these pilgrimage to Lourdes? How has it changed you as a person, do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Well, certainly it has been the main prop of my originally somewhat faltering religious faith. And I think, like many other participants, whether they are disabled or indeed going there as doctors and helpers, and that it is always a great boost for one's religious life and a realization that Christianity has so much to offer in terms of the disabilities and problems and disasters of this material world.
I was talking to Dr. Patrick Bennett, who works for the HCPT Pilgrimage Trust that takes children with disabilities to Lourdes.